you want to come in, wait about 5 minutes.
All right, wait a minute to see what that sounds like. I guess we could have gone to Rochester.
Done, sure.
But I think it worked out just fine. We got out of there, I didn't feel like going. And, just, you know what I mean? I just didn't want to have a lot of ugliness in it right now.
Well, that's it. It was...
There's no reason to have a problem.
It was,
And I don't think anybody thinks we believe we screwed it off.
No, it hardly even has been reported. And it just went away, Mayor. One network, last night said that you had canceled your trip because of the severe weather conditions. That's all I said. I think we're out of it. I think there might have been some problems up there, and I think...
Well, it might have been better out of it. Why is that?
Well, when you fire a big shot like last night, it's much better to just let the repercussions bounce and not...
Otherwise, you screw out there and then have them all throw a riot.
Which would... Might or might not happen.
Well, it's like we threw the big shot at Cambodia with the speed, which was fine for 2 days, and then they shot a few people at Kent State, and all hell broke loose.
Yeah.
Interesting thing that she would have said. She was so glad I and she was so then it had some like Chuck's length from all. She said, you know, I didn't want to tell you, but I had so worried about it. Not because I didn't have any confidence, because of the television. Interesting. She said that was great. She said, wait, the thing that she thought was good, I gambled very heavily there. Noticed, as I said, it was quite worried at the price, but the dust does may not work. They may see why you have to do this now.
It did climb.
When I looked across there, you didn't go right as you turned.
Yeah,
right in that camera. So now you folks on the phone can see. That was more effective than anything they ever did.
They made the point that way, too. They said, you know, that over the heads of the reporters and talk right to the people. About it was, and it's, they said, you know, it's been the toughest charge. It's not been recorded with any rancor at all. It's just the toughest charge or something, or toughest approach taken towards the press since I made his attack in Des Moines.
Well, I didn't. You did so much that they were honest, but I
didn't at all.
Agreed with that. I said that we were, and you heard it right after tonight.
Well, they were wrong. You got a damn good setup for it because Marty Schramm asked such a stupid question and stood up there going on and on with it. He never got to.
Yeah.
Couldn't figure out what the question was. He got caught up.
I didn't know it was Marty Schramm, but anyway, then I came along with it. Then I just started making a speech. I was waiting. I thought the first question gave me the option. It was better to do it in the middle.
The first one started did, but you were better off making your case then. If you hit it then, it would have looked like you kind of
exploded her bear. Yeah, I could, you know, you think sense when those things are right.
It bothered me when you didn't wing it on the first one, because, you know, you
could have got another one.
Yeah.
And when I was afraid you were going to miss it, though.
But boy, you sure did. That question on, in that area, the answer, which was second half, but it's what's going through. I think you
yeah. I told Rockefeller to come down here today if the weather permitted me to chat. I thought it would just be a good idea. He called us.
Over and over, the thing hitting the press. lady had, but they tied it always into, or most of them tied it into, and make the Cambodia Laos comparison. See, that's the other thing. You just, in that same answer, just extremely effectively was to really hit home on Cambodia, and then say you people were saying that was a disaster. You made that point that we've been trying to make, and that we've had columns saying all, but it's never gotten through on TV.
And then it didn't cut. Catchments happened. It didn't. Now you're making the same point, and it is going to cut. Well, but I think doing it with grace was a thing that was very good.
That's right.
First, not nobody can say it was me. That's the beauty of talking. If I'd done that in the press room, they would have said Nixon angrily denounced the press and his contract in his office. You might want
sure.
Sure. They you leave it kind of right to the hairs falls and
they
made them mad.
They can't do it. They can't put their adjectives in. And that's because the people saw it.
God.
Well, as I mentioned last night, I think you also hit the press just terribly effectively by total indirect. But I don't think anybody consciously realizes you did it, but I think the point came through.
All right.
When you talked about quite a few times, referred back to what you had said last press conference, but that didn't, you didn't say it, you didn't report it.
You'll recall.
Exactly.
But I'll say it for the dollar. And I'll repeat it for the benefit.
In fact, second question was that. But you did it again. You did it a couple times.
I know.
And
I do remember that I said it at that conference, but I'll
I'm glad to have a chance to
say it again
or something. What you didn't say it, but what came through,
you think it did
subconsciously. I don't think it subconsciously did, but I think you've drawn a little thing there where people say, ha, you don't tell us what really goes on. Which is what people think anyway. I mean, the press credibility is a damn good thing to jump on, because it's...
I got in the chops last night while I think real in a way that they had a hard time to answer, which is very important.
It looks
like Eastern establishment. I said a great number of you in this room thought that Cambodia was, I said a great number. I didn't say we majority, but a great number was left. I said, and then night after night in television screen. I think that was a thing. You saw it night after night. Don't you think that was
now big? You see the drum in our loss for the last 3 years.
You see
the drum beat of
criticism.
The thing is, you're playing right to the viewer knows what you're saying is true, just like you did what Agnew was saying. Agnew is the most responsive court in his thing when he said about the instant critics, they're always on right afterwards tearing you apart, and they knew that was true. And they know this is true, and the other beauty of it is, just as Agnew said, is what it does for the future. Because as they get on tonight, tomorrow night, next week, carping about what's wrong with Laos, a hell of a lot of people are going to remember back to, the president said this is what they're doing.
Another thing is that little point about which I had dug out more, cutting that truck traffic by 55%, and even throwing in 200,000 rounds of ammunition, 3,000, 2,000 guns.
Number of our
tanks aren't going to be killing Americans.
Number of our people, number of the calls we had, said they liked the way you had all these statistics in hand. I think your thing with Roger, knowing how many times he's told it.
499 times, 167 times.
And the,
they liked it.
Yeah, they said, that complete coming kind of thing. And he had this fax in his hands. But it was effective citing statistics. Jim, why did you say that?
Make any
difference. Carruthers said it. Carruthers is just ecstatic.
He likes the look of the man.
On the camera, especially in the eyes. See, it's somehow they get a shadow there that the makeup takes out and smooths out.
But he likes the thing generally, too.
Oh, especially the TV.
Maybe it just will not go to the sky.
did that more effectively. He said, I hope for the sake of America that I am right. For the sake of the country. I hope for the sake of the country that I am right. If I am right, what you say won't make any difference.
That's what I said.
Yeah. Yeah, good. That's a great, you said, I hope for the sake of the country that I'm right. If I am right, then what you say won't make any difference. And then you
others, it's Caesar to tell him what he's seen him before, though. He likes it.
He thought this was better. He thought we came through better.
Because of him.
An interesting phenomenon of this one was, I don't quite understand this at every level. We know the interest or something. When I talked to the wife, right, she said, she particularly liked the two long answers, the second question and the Cambodia question. She said, those were just great. And you really set the thing out.
That's what my
see, one of those, you took 3 minutes on one of those.
I thought five.
No, it's 3 minutes and 51 seconds.
That's all right.
It was exactly
like 30.
But what Joe said then was, what I especially liked, though, was that this time he answered so many more questions and hit things through so one right after another. And so you might be interested to know that he answered less questions than he ever has in any press conference. It was the fewest he's ever answered.
What did he get through?
16.
No, 16 was my second.
This was 16.
16 is funny.
The point was, she had the feeling that you'd answered more. In other words, you held the interest and it kept moving. When you gave the long answers, they were long answers that needed to be long answers. And they weren't. You made a little speech on Cambodia, but it was a speech that was, nobody thought it was a speech. That means it never slowed down. It was going. But you followed up on the presses, then you said that the jury's still out. And we'll see what
well, they'll run around on this a long
time. Yeah, but that enormous power of being able to go right to the people, literally, as you did, right over their heads, is they know, and they're afraid to take it on very hard, too.
They won't want a press conference for a while, will they?
No, the trouble won't.
It was
good because that had been escalated someone in that news last night. And so so the people at home on television did know something about what you were talking about. I've wondered about even getting into that because, in general, out in the country, I don't think anybody knows who Roger the Kissinger
is. I have an idea about a lot of those things.
Everybody's interested in communist China, even that even is an interesting. They don't know much about it.
Well,
shortener made no difference. It's 76% before. It was strongly that it would.
The other thing about the air goal compared with Gallup having 2-1 against Laos and our showing it even. There's something goddamn funny about that. You remember?
Yeah.
The Laos question?
Yeah.
But we'll see you later. If I like the idea of I just like to go on and talk about women with somebody, and I think she's pretty good, or do you think she's pretty good? Barbara Walters.
Yeah, if she do it right, I don't know who else there'd be.
Well, you can do Nancy Dickerson.
You wouldn't want to do Dickerson. Dickerson isn't. She's the wrong kind now.
Yeah.
I was just trying to think if there was somebody,
a more homey type.
That is the celebrity. Well, it is the TV type.
That's what I meant.
Or,
well, who is how are you going to get the use of that?
It's got to be an interviewer, though. It's got to be a skilled interviewer. So it has to be endurance. You know, the others don't know how to do it.
Yeah. He can come into my office. Okay, Bob. What is the... What's that, Rocky? And I'm out of that building. You're meeting with, Calvin Ehrlichman. Because I think we should have a meeting with Rocky and various people on revenue strategy and so forth. In other words, he can interview, people from the Hill. Good idea.
Yeah.
I think you probably ought to do that.